you by.
Time now for another audio-related Lisi feature, and this is Lisi Audio, appropriately enough. With Lisi Audio, you can create playlists of your favourite items. The playlist may consist of a book comprising a number of audio files, or perhaps some items from your music collection. You decide. When the playlist is complete, you can play it in your media player of choice. And, as we've discussed before, that might be Winamp or FUBAR 2000. To enter Lisi Audio, we press the Lisi key, then A, from any application.
Lisi Audio menu dialog. List 1, list view, creator change a playlist, 1 of 3.
The first item is create or change a playlist. Activating this option in the Lisi Audio menu will bring into view an edit field. You'll be asked for the name of the playlist, whether this is a new playlist or an existing one you wish to add content to. You type its name and press enter.
Creator change a Lisi playlist dialog. Please enter the name of the Lisi playlist, then press enter edit.
We'll call this Lisi Byte.
Lisi Byte. Now go ahead and add Lisi tags to your music, then press Ctrl plus Shift plus P to create the playlist based on the Lisi tags.
You now need to browse to the folder containing the music. I'm going to choose to create a playlist of songs that I've purchased from iTunes. So I'm going to browse to my iTunes music folder. But as I say, it can be any folder on your computer. I'm in my list of artists and albums now, in Windows Explorer, and I'm going to find compilations.
Compilations.
Okay, press enter.
See users Brian Music.
And I'm going to find...
Now that's what I call music, 97. Items view multi-select list box, not selected 01 Despacito feat, justinbieber.m4, 1 of 45.
And here are all the tracks in the iTunes music folder, compilations, now that's what I call music 97. So I'm going to put together a playlist for this. And as described in our Lisi Byte relating to Lisi tags, you need to assign a Lisi tag to each file you wish to add to the playlist by pressing Ctrl Shift Space when focused upon it. To repeat, this can be from multiple folders. However, you can always add to a playlist later.
01 Despacito feat, justinbieber.m4.
We'll choose that one first.
Tagged.
Arrow down a couple.
03 Fields feat, Pharrell Williams, k.m4.
That's a pretty good one, so we'll use that one as well.
Tagged.
And we'll do one more.
05 Symphony feat, Zara Larsson.m4.
Great song. Tag that.
Tagged.
When all the tags are in place, press Ctrl Shift P and the playlist will be created very quickly using the title that you previously specified.
Complete.
If you wish to add to the playlist at this stage, you can go ahead and tag more files from different folders and then press Ctrl Shift P once again. Lisi remembers which playlist you're creating and will do so until you change the name by selecting option 1 from the Lisi Audio menu. Create or change a playlist. Activating the second option from the Lisi Audio menu will let you work with your playlists. Press the Lisi key,
Lisi.
Then A.
Lisi Audio menu dialog, list 1, list view, creator change a playlist, 1 of 3.
And arrow down to the second item.
Work with your playlists.
Press enter.
List of Lisi playlists dialog, list 1, list view, Lisi Byte, 1 of 1.
Press enter on the name of the playlist, and we've only got one, which is Lisi Byte.
Work with the Lisi Byte playlist dialog. List 1, list view. Listen to the Lisi Byte playlist, 1 of 4.
Now we're in the playlist, there are four options. Listen to the playlist. Pressing enter here will begin playback of all the songs in the playlist in sequential order, unless you choose to shuffle its contents.
Listen to a song from the Lisi Byte playlist.
This option will present you with a list of all files in the playlist. Press enter on an item to listen to it.
Edit the Lisi Byte playlist.
This option will bring the playlist into a file for easy text editing. We'll do that in a moment. If you wish to rearrange the order of the items in the playlist or delete from it, this is the option you need. Simply cut, copy, paste, or delete items to suit your listening preference. Press Ctrl Enter to save.
Delete the Lisi Byte playlist.
Pressing Enter here will remove the playlist from the computer. So let's go back to the first option.
Listen to the Lisi Byte playlist.
By pressing Home, and I'll press Enter. And there it is. It's playing for us right now. Now, it's doing so in Winamp. I want Symphony to be the first item. So let's go back into the Lisi Audio menu with the Lisi key, then A.
Lisi. Lisi Audio menu dial.
Select the second option.
Work with your playlists.
Press Enter.
List 1, List View, Lisi Byte.
So we've got Lisi Byte, press Enter.
Work with the Lisi Byte playlist dial.
And arrow down.
Listen to a song, edit the Lisi Byte playlist.
That's what I want to do. Press Enter.
Just a moment. Playlist.txt notepad, edit.
Now we need to find where the line relating to Symphony is, because that's the first song that I want.
CC users, Brian Music, iTunes, iTunes Media Music Compilations, now that's what I call music. 9705 Symphony Feet, Zara Larson.m4a.
There it is. Now I've pressed home to go to the beginning of the line, press Shift End.
Selected.
That has selected the line in question. Now I'm going to press Control X to cut that.
Cut selection to clipboard.
And then go to the top.
Top of file, see?
And paste it in there.
Paste it from clipboard.
Now I'm going to press Enter just to make sure that there is a clear line break between the items. So I've got them in the order I want. I can now press Control Enter.
Saving. Lisi Audio menu dialog. List 1, List View. Create or change a playlist. 1 of 3.
And we're back to the Lisi Audio menu. I'll down arrow now.
Work with your playlists.
To work with your playlists and press Enter.
List of Lisi playlists dialog. List 1, List View. Lisi Byte. 1 of 1.
And that's our Lisi Byte playlist. Press Enter.
Work with the Lisi Byte playlist dialog. List 1, List View. Listen to the Lisi Byte playlist. 1 of 4.
And hopefully, if I press Enter here, we should hear Symphony. Great, there's Symphony. Let's Alt-Tab to Winamp.
1. Clean Bandit Symphony Feat. Zara Larson Winamp.
That's good. Press the letter B. And that's what we should have.
Title is 2. Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee Despacito Feat. Justin Bieber, Calvin Harris.
And pressing B again takes us to this one. Just a couple of observations. The letter B in Winamp was pressed, and that is the keystroke to move to the next track in the playlist. Also, you will have noticed that I haven't covered the third option on the Lisi Audio menu. What that does is it takes you directly into your music library. Now, you can specify where your music library is, and that can be used as a useful starting point. How to do that is described in our documentation, and really it is for Lisi Basic users, for computer users who are just starting out working with a machine. I think most people who are using Lisi Advanced would be browsing to their music or book folders anyway manually, so it isn't something that I'm going to cover here, but to repeat, it is described in our documentation. You would configure that in the Lisi Manager, and we are going to work with the Lisi Manager in a later Lisi Byte when we cover the Lisi Diary. Get your audio organized the way you want with Lisi. She'll play you music while you work.
For more information, please visit www.heartgen.org/LisiBytes.